Quickly moving on, it's time for our kitchen science. Now, we've already asked you what it is that makes popping candy do its stuff, and now we're going to find out through the medium of experiment. So Dave has given me some of this popping candy. If I pour a bit out, you can hear it in the packet there. It looks a bit like brown sugar. It's small crystals, small rocky lumps of yellowish stuff. It smells, in this case, of strawberry. I'm just going to pop some in my mouth and see what happens, see if it does indeed pop. So here we go. Now, that's not a very nice noise, so I'm sorry for that, but I can tell you that it is popping in my mouth. I can feel all of these little crystals going pop, and that's obviously what you can hear. But Dave, what's going on?
Well, when I saw this as a kid, and ever since, until quite recently, I thought that basically it was a bicarbonate of soda and lemon juice type of reaction. So something was, the water from your mouth was causing a reaction, allowing a reaction to happen, and that was pressure was building up somewhere and it was going pop.
A bit like the sort of fizziness of sherbet.
Yeah, that sort of idea. So with sherbet, you've got citric acid, which is dry. You've got bicarbonate of soda, which is dry. When the water from your mouth mixes the two together, the acid can then react with the bicarbonate of soda, releasing lots of carbon dioxide and lots of fizz. Then thought we should ought to try and work out what it is going on with this popping candy, which makes it go pop.
But how do you eliminate that as an idea?
Well, I guess the first thing we should do, there's various things which could be causing it to go pop. One is the temperature of your mouth, I guess. The other one is the wetness of your mouth. So the first one we thought I'd eliminate is the temperature of my mouth. So I've got a cold saucer of water here, and I can put some popping candy on top of that.
So if it doesn't make any noises, then we know it's because it's too cold. So we'll put a microphone on your saucer of popping candy. Let's hear what happens. Straight away you can hear it popping, so it's obviously not to do with the temperature of your mouth, but obviously we haven't ruled out the liquid.
That's right, so I'll try and get that out of the way. It's probably going to sit there popping for a while now.
So what else can we look at?
We can look at what happens when you just physically break the little rocks. So what I've got here is a pestle and mortar. I'm going to first start off by breaking some sugar to sort of act as a control experiment.
Okay, now I can tell you straight away that this can't be the mechanism for it popping. It can't be to do with breaking them, because I haven't had to chew this. It instantly started fizzing in my mouth without any effort on my part. So what are we going to learn from physically breaking it?
Let's find out.
Right. Just going to explore the physics of popping candy by breaking it. I see you've got a pestle and mortar there. So we'll start off with some sugar. And this is just to tell us what normally happens when you break up crystals of sugary stuff?
Yeah, basically popping candy is baked mostly sugar. So if we listen to this, you get sort of a fairly quiet, kind of gentle crunching noise.
Yes, it's not the most pleasant sound, but it's a sort of normal grating, crunchy, sugary sound.
Now we'll try some popping candy in there. Put it in. And we'll try crushing that.
Oh! It's much louder, much sharper. And by the looks of it, there are bits of popping candy going all over the studio now. So it's not just being crushed, they're actually exploding.
That's right, they are actually going pop just by crushing them. And you can do the same thing in your mouth by, between your teeth, actually just crushing one down. It will go pop even if you keep your teeth absolutely dry.
So the fact that it acts very differently from sugar under pressure, there's no liquid there, this definitely rules out the idea of it being an acid-base reaction, because there's nothing to dissolve the acid there. So what is going on?
Well, I looked into this a bit more, and it turns out the way they make it is by getting sugar and a load of lactose. They melt the two of them, get it really hot, in an atmosphere of carbon dioxide. But this isn't just normal carbon dioxide, it's carbon dioxide at 40 atmospheres, so very high pressure carbon dioxide. So this carbon dioxide dissolves in the sugar, then cool down the sugar, and eventually they drop the pressure. At that point, the big bubbles in it will explode, causing it to break up into little rocks. But inside each of these rocks, there's lots of little tiny bubbles, and these tiny bubbles are still at about 40 atmospheres. When you break a little lump of candy in any way, this pressure is released, so it goes pop. you can either break that physically, like we were doing with the mortar and pestle, or you can do it by adding water, which weakens the sugar to the point at which the little bubbles are strong enough to break the sugar apart and the thing goes pop.
So they are actually full of high-pressure carbon dioxide?
Yes.
That's incredible. How does this compare to other popping foods? So we've already discussed the acid-base reaction where you get a fizz from the chemistry, but there are other foods that are known for their snap, crackle and pop type noises. Is it the same thing happening with them?
Well, these are sort of the toasted rice stacks or breakfast cereals, I think the ones you're thinking about. These are made by getting little rice grains and then very, very quickly heating them up very, very hot. The water inside the rice boils, its pressure increases. It also sort of dissolves the starch in the rice grains and sort of forms a bit of a foam. Then the steam, the high-pressure water vapour, expands very rapidly and pushes them out to create the sort of spherical cereals that we all know and love.
So it's very similar to popcorn?
Very, very similar to popcorn, yes. Harder to do, and you need different sets of conditions to make it work. But, yeah, basically popcorn. Then when you put them into the milk, this very, very hard, brittle structure which is created as the starch cools down is sort of distorted, and that increases the pressure in some of these little air cavities until eventually they break and sometimes they kind of crackle or pop.
So there aren't many foods that sell themselves on the noise that they make rather than what they taste like, but that's two of them and that's how they work. We will put some details about this and sound clips, hopefully not too many sound clips of me with a mouthful of popping candy, online at thenakedscientists.com/kitchenscience.